Hi friends, how are you? Today I'm going to talk about Sabbath, taking a Sabbath day. Now, a lot of you have been pointed here to my podcast through Instagram. And when I had posted just the other day about Happy Sabbath Day, taking a Sabbath, a few of you had contacted me, messaged me, which I love, by the way. I always feel like you can message me. I view you as a friend, saying, I don't understand. Can you explain further? And so I thought, well, I'll just make a quick podcast. And when I say quick, who knows? This could be a half an hour. But I know that a lot of us are moms or just a good busy. And even if you're not a mom yet, we're still all busy. That whenever I listen to a podcast, Sally Clarkson or Elizabeth Elliott's Gateway to Joy program, it's 15 minutes, maybe 20. Some of Sally's are a little bit longer, but I'll split it up in between a walk that I'm taking or doing dishes or something like that. So you're sitting here in my living room with me. It's a Sunday. All the kids are outside playing because it's sunny. Hubby is outside working on projects. And I'm just sitting here with you. I have a cup of coffee in my hand. I'll never forget Sally saying the same thing. I love to give you guys a little visual about what I'm doing because I feel like I'm sitting across from you and we're friends. And if I'm going to do a podcast or even be on Instagram, I am only going to make this meaningful for you and me. I don't want this polished, and I don't even edit parts of this podcast where a kid walks in and I have to tell them, please don't grab any more food. Shoe, lunches on the stove, that type of thing. So you're going to hear my daily life. And Sally is a huge inspiration and encouragement that, oh, anybody can do a podcast. And that includes you. You across from me who has some ideas rolling around in your head. And you're like, well, maybe I don't want to do a blog or write, but I can talk. Maybe someone would want to hear me. I would want to hear you. I want to hear about you homesteading or your ideas on motherhood or anything. God can use you. God can use you. And the podcast is a little bit out of my comfort zone, but once I get on here, I just envision you as a friend across from coffee and all of a sudden I can talk. So I really don't feel like I'm talking to nobody. I feel like I am talking to you. So Sabbath, now, remember, I'm not an expert on anything, and nor are you, right? None of us are experts. We're always learning. Once we have figured out something, there's more to learn, right? So I just thought, well, why not talk a little bit more on something that someone was asking questions on? So Sabbath day, it's a day of rest. And that, okay, so let's look a little bit further back into the Bible. So in Exodus, under the Ten Commandments, when Moses was writing the Ten Commandments, the Lord was telling him what to write. These Ten Commandments were to tell the people, the Israelites, what to do and what not to do in life. And I think the Ten Commandments sums up very clearly what we should and should not do right here in this century. So a few verses in Exodus. Exodus 28. That is the Ten Commandments. Hold on a second. I just wanted to read. If you don't know where anything is in your Bible, as in Sabbath, look in the back, like the index, and just look under, usually there's always, it's kind of like a dictionary, look under S, Sabbath, and they will give you verses to the books of the Bible, and then you will go back to those books and then read the verse. Because sometimes I don't know where things are either, but I know the Sabbath is in the Bible. So don't think that's, it's not cheating, but don't think like you should know where everything is. I don't. This is why we're always learning. Exodus 28. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. For in 6 days, this is verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. So, to observe the Sabbath day and keeping it holy. Now, there's another verse, and I noticed, I was reading through Exodus the other day because I just wanted to learn a little bit more about the Israelites getting out of Egypt. It's a really fascinating book. I used to always think Exodus was really boring, or even Deuteronomy. But actually, once you start reading it and your house is quiet, you'll go through chapter and chapter and chapter. And it's just like a history book, but a meaningful history book that actually means something. So I encourage you to read it because it is interesting. Exodus 23:12, you have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but on the seventh day, you must stop working. This gives your ox and your donkey a chance to rest, and it allows your slaves and the foreigners living among you to be refreshed. So I think that's the point of the Sabbath day. Not only are you keeping it holy, you are resting for yourself. My husband and I were talking about it. He goes, it's not for God. It's for us. Yes, we are honoring the Lord when we rest, but he knew it was for us. He knew that we needed to rest from ordinary work. And yeah, moms, raise your hand. Don't we need to rest from ordinary work? Now, in certain seasons of life, when we have all babies and toddlers and half of them are on the counter and you're nursing one, yes, we need to wash the dishes so we have some more for supper time. But what I want to encourage you to do is be mindful come Friday. This is what I'm trying to do lately, is I am trying to say to myself, what could I get done on Friday with the help of the kids and explaining to your older kids too? Hey, we're going to rest this weekend. And I'll touch a little bit on what days are considered the Sabbath, okay, Saturday or Sunday. But let me finish my train of thought. I will make sure all the laundry is out of the laundry baskets, wash it, dry it. Maybe I can put it away at that time. If not, I'll put it in the kids' bedrooms at least. God is not asking for perfection. He knows our hearts, right? So try your hardest. Laundry is done. I will do a little bit extra cleaning in the house because we have people that show up randomly, friends, that say hi and they walk right into our home. I do not want a filthy, messy house. We live in the country. There's gravel everywhere. Once again, not perfection, but tidy. And once again, if you are in a stage that there are toys everywhere, I understand. It's okay. It's okay. Don't give yourself a hard time about not being able to perfect this. And you're not supposed to perfect it. So laundry, I'll make sure the kids finish up their chores, as in vacuum the downstairs rooms. Food. Oh, aren't we always feeding our family? What I've been doing is trying to cook a chicken in the Instant Pot and not touching it and putting it in the fridge before bed. And I will take it out, heat it back up, and just shred that chicken for tacos, shred it for whatever. I even made sure to make a couple loaves of sourdough. I've been making sourdough bread lately and putting half of it in the freezer, half of it in the cupboard. Mindful of how much we eat, and I don't want to be in the kitchen just like I am Monday through Friday. The point is to rest from ordinary work. So preparing for the Sabbath, there's a lot of people that prepare for the Sabbath. And you know what I did? I mean, you know what I noticed on Friday is how I was excited to do this. I was excited that we're going to have rest. But there was something about the preparation that my spirit got excited. And I'll never forget that. And I hope it happens every Friday that, oh, let's prepare for this. I wonder if that's what obedience looks like or feels like, don't you? If we're obeying the Lord, is that excitement? Wow, that makes me want to cry. Okay. So now I want to touch a little bit on the day. back when my husband was in ministry and we had babies and toddlers and he had, I don't know, a Thursday off, let's say. He had a Thursday off, but he had to work on the weekends. Let's say he had camps or something like that. We would take that Thursday and rest. We wouldn't really do yard work or anything like that. We would just simply rest because he needed it and I just needed to sit across from my husband and rest. Sit outside, whatever. Don't do the ordinary. So now you look in the Bible and I looked up, hold on a second. Oh, of course. The bookmark. Okay. In Mark, I knew there was one in the New Testament about Jesus heals on the Sabbath. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit to you. And what I want you to realize is Jesus is going to heal somebody on the Sabbath. And that was considered work. The Pharisees were just itching for Jesus to make another mistake so they could get him closer to being crucified and punished because they didn't really think he was the Messiah. So this shows me that if something needs to be done in your yard or a tree planted because that was the only time your friend with a tree spade could come and drop it in the ground, let him drop it in the ground. I don't know. I'm trying to give an example where this isn't becoming a religion. That's exactly what a lot of Jews did in Bible days. And some of them will take it to that extent today. So Jesus went into the synagogue again, Mark 3, and noticed a man with a deformed hand. Since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him closely. If he healed the man's hand, they planned to accuse him of working on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man, "Come and stand in front of everyone." Then he turned to his critics and asked, "Does the law permit good deeds on the Sabbath, or is it a day for doing evil? Is this a day to save a life or destroy it?" But they wouldn't answer him. He looked around them angrily and was deeply saddened by their hard hearts. Then he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." So the man held out his hand and it was restored. At once the Pharisees went away and met with the supporters of Herod to plot how to kill Jesus. Well, that shows me that it's okay. Hold on a second. Do you see the point I'm trying to make? I don't want you to view this as a religion. And how does joy do it? Because, you know, if joy doesn't do this, well, that means I'm supposed to do it. No, I want you to pray about it. I want you to just intentionally, maybe even write down, what do we do on the weekend or on that day that we could step away from so we could rest? And honestly, just by taking away cooking and baking, I already feel restful. It's Sunday and I've barely done any cooking or baking. Granted, I have a pot of vegetable stew on the counter and I chopped everything up and threw it in there. But my chicken stock was already made. It was in the fridge in jars. I wasn't toiling in the kitchen for hours and hours preparing this, okay? You're just trying to make it a day of rest. And I need it. And I know you need it. So if this is new to you, I want to encourage you to try it. But I don't want you to get hung up on what is right or wrong. Googling, how do I take a Sabbath? Because you're going to come up with some things that the Jewish law, that they're going to say, you know, you can't even cut a potato because that's considered work. So you and the Lord have a relationship. I want you to talk to him. Write down. Maybe even talk to your husband if he's on the same page. If he's not on the same page, well, take the Sabbath in your heart and incorporate it in your life. And maybe he will follow suit. So I feel like we're kind of figuring out the day, whether it be Saturday or Sunday. My husband works Monday through Friday. That's his job. So Saturday or Sunday, some Saturdays, I mean, if we need to clean the chicken coop or do really big projects, we will take Sunday as our Sabbath. And I think this will be another podcast episode where I'll go further, but we're not attending a church right now. I know currently it's that virus stuff going on and everything's shut down anyways. We were attending a church, but I feel like over the past few years, the Lord has really changed our hearts, really directed us in the way of doing home churches, meeting with people in homes. Well, that's the way Jesus did it. There was no big church buildings that they had to fund in Bible days. And there's something beautiful about meeting with, having close relationships, accountability, having a meal together, breaking bread, and doing life together. So I will touch on that in another podcast about church buildings versus home churches. And just so you know, my husband and I are just, you know, I feel like we've not turned a page, but we're in a different book. We've changed a lot in the past few years, and it's been the Lord. It's us been obeying when it maybe is a little bit hard and uncomfortable and lonely. But there's beauty in obedience. It's really beautiful. So today, I mean, my husband's on the lawnmower right now. I think he's just raking up leaves. But yesterday we had a really restful day. Really restful day. So my family is going to be different than yours. And what I don't want us either to do, which can be so easy, is to criticize another family that may be working on Saturday when you just got done hearing from somebody that that is the only day that you can do Sabbath. And I just want to be careful. I understand, and I'm trying to not figure it all out, but really be led by the Lord of what's the right thing for us to do. I do want to follow God's word, even if I'm uncomfortable. So maybe this will take time, and maybe in the future we will just do Saturday as the Sabbath and not just kind of pick the day that seems restful for us. I don't have this all figured out, but I just wanted to talk with you about what I'm learning and learn with you, and always be okay with learning a new thing, especially when it's in the Bible. If it's a commandment that the other commandment is do not murder, this is something that we need to try to put into our lives, just like do not murder. We really do. And we're raising kids, right? Or our future or our hope is to raise children. They're watching, they're learning from us. This wasn't necessarily something that our parents talked about growing up, my husband's or mine. But I like to talk over things with our kids, why we're doing this. So I think that's it. Let me pray before I go and drink the rest of my coffee. Lord, thank you for each and every one of these women that are listening. Thank you that you brought them here. Lord, I pray that we will be obedient to your word. That whatever you are telling us to do, even if it's challenging, that we will obey you. Lord, every family is going to be different in what they do. Instead of us feeling guilty or thinking that it has to be one way, help us steer our lives and our hearts towards you. Help us remember that we have a relationship with you. This is not a religion where it's a checklist that we have to check all these boxes in order to earn your love and earn our spot in eternity. That's not why you sent your son. You sent your son on this earth. So all those boxes didn't have to be checked, that we have a relationship with you, but we also want to honor you and be obedient with the things that are in your word. Help us be diligent. Help us be diligent, women. That sometimes we are seen. Well, actually, sometimes we are not seen, Lord. But use us as a vessel in our family to make a difference in our children's lives and in our husbands' lives. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of these women that are listening. We love you, Lord. Amen. Okay, well, that was 20 minutes. I will talk to you ladies soon.